Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Brett Clay is back. Brett is a member of our Brain Trust. He's an international expert on sales, marketing, and management. He's worked for companies like Microsoft. You've heard of those folks. He is his own company is called Change Leadership Group, LLC. His book, which is now being transcribed and published in a number of other languages around the globe, is titled Selling Change, 101 Secrets for Growing Sales and Leading Change. Brett Clay, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Welcome back to the USA. You've been traveling a lot, haven't you?
Yeah. Just finished up a marathon tour over 5 weeks and all around the world.
So while you were, during that 5 weeks, you were on a lot of planes, but you were also in the cloud, more than figuratively and literally, weren't you?
That's right. Yeah, I was consulting for Microsoft, training their salespeople and their partner salespeople on cloud computing.
Well, cloud computing is something my audience knows about because I've been talking to them about it for probably just about 3 years or so. I've talked about it. I've written about it. I've worked with you've worked with Microsoft on it. I've worked with IBM on it. Cloud computing is really the future, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know the thing is, there's a tremendous amount of hype, obviously, about cloud computing.
Well, clear it up for us. Clear it up.
Yeah, I like to clarify the hype versus reality. But you know the thing is, like going back to your point earlier about how change, there's nothing new about change. There's really nothing new about cloud computing either when you really get down to it. The internet is represented in network diagrams as the cloud. That's where the term cloud computing came from.
That's one of the things that I talk about.
How old is the internet?
Yeah, when it's like probably 40 years old. And so when one of the things I talk about whenever I you know introduce it to my audience is you know that it basically it's all about web-based tools, and for most of us who've been around for even the last 10 or so years, we remember it originally as ASPs, application service providers. That was cloud computing in its early commercial applications.
Exactly. I mean, when people talk about cloud computing today and they're offering a software, I would like to talk about some of the terms here, clearing it up a little bit, but demystifying the cloud, if you will.
Right.
But there's one area of cloud computing called software as a service. And
right.
It's like, how is that different than application service provider, just like you said, which was the big thing in the internet back before 2000? And that's what a lot of people associate cloud computing with is when you get, for example, email over the internet. Or
right.
The biggest company that's viewed as the leader in this is Salesforce.com
mm-hmm.
with their CRM application.
Right.
And that's definitely a really important, that's sort of the holy grail, if you will, of cloud computing when you can just rely on another company just to take care of the whole thing for you.
When the processing power,
write the software.
When the processing power does not have to reside on your desktop, right?
Hey Jim, can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I hear you fine. I said when the processing power doesn't have to reside on your desktop, that's the power of cloud computing, isn't it?
Well, yes, exactly, and there are different flavors of that though. So there's the traditional computing where you had all of your server, all of your computer infrastructure, like in a room or whatever, we call that traditional on-premise computing. And then there's another, the first version of cloud computing is when you outsource all those servers. They call that infrastructure as a service.
Mm-hmm.
So have you heard of Amazon? Amazon has Amazon Web Services. They have a product called EC2. And what you do there is you just rent servers from Amazon, and
mm-hmm.
they run them for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge improvement over running your own equipment. And a lot of companies are doing that because if you have a server right now that's on your premise, you can just drop that over into Amazon and you can get rid of that server.
Well, one of the things that happens is happening right now is a lot of small business owners there's some irony going on here. Part of the irony is a lot of small business owners are using cloud computing and don't even know it. And
exactly.
number two, a lot of small business owners are, if they think about cloud computing and they know that Microsoft is doing it and Amazon's doing it and Google's doing it and IBM's doing it, they're thinking, oh, wow, those are big companies. That means it must be pretty complicated and pretty expensive. Number two, that's a myth. It's part of the irony. But here's the thing that really makes that whole thing I just said really ironic. Nobody is going to benefit in the future from cloud computing more than small business owners. What do you think?
Exactly. It's a huge opportunity. I mean, I have to worry every day about the effects of globalization, e-commerce on our business, how you compete in that global world. But when you think about it, what you're doing today, like on your radio show, you're not just reaching in the old days like AM local coverage. You're reaching globally, like you said in your intro.
Right.
And my business, I have global clientele, and it's all because of the Internet. So if you're like you make sweaters, you know, you used to have a little local shop in your little downtown area. Well, you can still do that, but with the power of cloud computing and the Internet in general, you can compete globally. You don't just have to have the competition come to you. You can go to them.
That's exactly right. And folks, this is what cloud computing is doing for small businesses is it's helping to democratize the power, to miniaturize the processing power and make it available to you in applications that number one is the size that you need and the application you need for your scale of business, but Brett also, and this is more important to in many ways, they have also gotten it to where the price for it has been miniaturized as well,
to fit
our miniature budgets.
Exactly. I mean, that's a really good point you bring out about the myth that it's very expensive. It's actually, like when we were on the tour for Microsoft, people were completely blown away at the cost that it actually takes to set up all of your servers and everything on Microsoft. It's very inexpensive, very cost affordable. Now, there are lots of untapped opportunities for small business. And a lot of small business think of hosting. They rely on other third parties to run their computers for them and host them off-site. And that's just the beginning because one of the concerns is that those hosters are going to have big problems competing against people like Amazon and Google who have millions, okay, I don't know about millions, but literally tens of thousands of servers.
Yeah.
They have the economies of scale. Other people, the actual hardware equipment vendors are getting into the mix, HP and Dell.
Brett, we got to take a quick break. What's your website, please?
SellingChange.com.
SellingChange.com. The book is called Selling Change, 101 Secrets for Growing Sales and by Leading Change. That's the author, Brett Clay. He's our friend. We will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.